And I begin in the name of Jesus, the crucified and resurrected. Amen. Over the years, there are many TV shows who have become infamous for having bad endings to their runs. The Sopranos, Lost, Seinfeld. Depending on how you felt, many of these shows did not have a good ending to them. They left people wanting more. And if the Gospel of Mark were a TV show, we might want to add it to that list. Because the earliest manuscripts that we have for Mark end just as we just heard. The women come to the tomb, they find it empty, they're told that Jesus is risen, and they run away, and they say nothing to anyone because they're scared. The end. Really? That's the ending that we're going to go with? You've spent 16 chapters building up that this Jesus guy is the Son of God, the Savior of the world, and we're just going to end it with, he's not here, have a nice day. That's how this is going to end? But I don't think that Mark means for this to be the end. I don't think Mark means for this to just be a cliffhanger and for us to go on about our day. The opening words of the Gospel of Mark says, the beginning of the good news of Jesus Christ. It's a sentence that could be an opening sentence, a beginning to this, or it could possibly be his title for his book. The beginning of the good news of Jesus Christ. Meaning everything that I'm about to write is just the beginning of this story. It's just the first chapter, but it does not end when I stop writing. This story of Jesus Christ is continuing to be told. After all, though what happens through the crucifixion and resurrection transforms the way that we relate to God, transforms the world, how we understand it and where we fit into it, it clearly did not magically fix every problem within the human heart or within the world. It did not magically erase greed or selfishness or hatred or violence from our world. These things are still far too common, and we still see them. If this is a story of God transforming and healing us and the world, then the story is not completed yet. We are told that the women hear this news and they flee from the tomb and are afraid and don't say anything. And certainly that is one response that we can take. That we can hear what God has done and we can look at the world around us and all that is broken and fearful and unlovable within it and try to run away, to hide from it, to run from what is true, to run from what is uncomfortable, to try to pretend that those things aren't out there, to build a cocoon around us and just try to make some safe space just for ourselves. But that's not the story that Jesus has been telling. That is not the story that God is inviting us into. That is not the story that we come together and celebrate here on Easter, or every Sunday, or every time that we gather. It is not the story that God has proclaimed to us. Because the story that God proclaims is one where the world is being transformed, where there is new life, where there is resurrection and new life on the other side of crucifixion and death and hopelessness. And so this story that we hear is still being told. This good story is not complete. As long as there's hunger or poverty or injustice anywhere in this world, the good story of Jesus is not done. As long as there is violence or war or threats to human life anywhere in this world, the story of Jesus Christ is not done. As long as people anywhere are mistreated or disrespected simply because of their gender or their age or their body type, their mental or physical abilities, the color of their skin or language, their sexual identity, then the story of the good story of Jesus Christ is not done. As long as there are medical or scientific discoveries to be found that can save lives and transform the world, the good story of Jesus Christ is not done. As long as there is anguish or broken relationships within families or neighborhoods or friendships that need to be repaired, the good story of Jesus is not done. As long as the voices of depression or bipolar or schizophrenia or addiction are louder in someone's life than the voice of God saying, I love you, then the good story of Jesus Christ is not done. As long as any one of us believes that the worst thing we've ever done is the most important thing about what defines us, the good story of Jesus is not done. As long as we are controlled more by fear or anger or shame than we are built up by the love and hope and grace of God, the good story of Jesus is not done. This story is not done being told. This story is still proclaiming that there is life after death, that there is hope for this world, that there is good news to hold on to and to proclaim. This story is still being told in our lives and letting us know that faith is not a destination, but it is a journey. That salvation is a process. That faith and salvation are telling the story of God at work within our own lives, drawing us towards healing and wisdom and transformation. They are telling the story of how God is shaping and resurrecting our own lives for the better. And that when we are transformed, when we receive new life and forgiveness and hope, then not only is God telling this good story to us, but God is telling it through us. That we become the vehicles through which God can share this good news with the world. This story that is continuing to be told. The story that is being told through food and clothing going to Tosa Cares and school supplies to Burbank School. Story that is being told through cleaning supplies and dinners to Serenity Inns. Through pancakes made at our community breakfast. A story that is told through hugs and welcomes and smiles to those who have felt on the outside, a story that is being told daily in thousands of ways that we cannot completely catch up or know because they are shared in small ways in each of our lives, in our communities. It is a story that is not done being told. It is a story that continues to bring forth transformation in us and in this world. The story of God and Jesus' resurrection, of new life and hope, it is not completed. And that is why we today gather around and we proclaim that good news. Alleluia, Christ is risen.
Christ is risen indeed. Alleluia.
Christ is risen. Present tense. He is still being risen. He is still alive because his story is still being told. Your story is still being told. Resurrection is still being told. This is good news. Let's go proclaim it. Amen.